On the Visit St. Pete Clearwater stage at St. Pete Run Fest 2024, that is Sean and Christine, a duo known as Street Chicken. We'll continue to hear music from them and others this afternoon live at Albert Whitted Park with Jay Kolb. I'm Joe Bordeaux, and nonprofits play a big role in St. Pete Run Fest. This creates an opportunity to communicate with the public, and a good example is the organization Save the Manatees. We are with Gina, and your last name is?
McLean.
Okay, Gina McLean. Well, we all know how important saving the manatees are, but why would that be?
So manatees are a very important part of the ecosystems in which they live, and they're an indicator animal. So they indicate the health of the water and the grass and everything that goes into their ecosystem.
Why would I live on the water on Boca Ciega Bay, and for 17 years we saw manatees elsewhere, but we didn't see them off our dock. And why would they suddenly have appeared? And now this was before Helene, if that helps a bit, but suddenly we had three of them.
So manatees will go wherever there's food, right? So a lot of the canals don't have seagrass because it has to be a flowing river or part of the bay. So they will be wherever there's food. And we don't want to provide food or water to a manatee. That's not cool. And is against the law, so please don't do that. They just go where the food is, and they keep traveling as they find it.
That's cool. Tell us about the organization itself.
So Save the Manatee Club was founded way back in 1981 by Jimmy Buffett, the entertainer, and our governor at the time, Bob Graham. And they got together and said, you know what, we need to raise awareness for the Endangered Species Act, which had happened in the 70s. And they formed this little coalition. And 43 years later, we are going strong as an international nonprofit.
Wow, that's terrific. And you have volunteers here in St. Pete?
Yes. We have a lovely volunteer MANA team. And I am lucky enough to be on staff, and I handle all those efforts. So if you'd like to become a volunteer for us, just come by our tent, and I can give you a QR code, and you can get signed up right away.
You can make it easy. Gina McLean, thank you for stopping by. Save the Manatees, one of the nonprofits here at St. Pete Run Fest.
All right, little Sister Golden hair.
Street Chicken at St. Pete Run Fest. And before we meet our next guest, I was just sitting here looking out over Tampa Bay and remembering why we live here. It has been extremely difficult the last couple of months, some days, to remember why we live here. And today is the day. It's absolutely wonderful. Perfect temperatures, nice breeze off Tampa Bay, blue water, blue skies, hard to beat. And when it comes to sustainability and the environment, we need to be thinking about these things as we remember why we live here so that for future generations we'll be here, right? Our guest is?
Hi, my name is Thomas Covington.
Okay, and your organization?
My organization is the Reduced Single-Use Team at Eckerd College.
Yeah, terrific, okay. And tell us about it.
Great, so the Reduced Single-Use Team at Eckerd College is committed to reducing the use of plastic items at Eckerd College and in the St. Petersburg community. And one of our big projects is the Remora app, which we developed to help people reduce their single-use plastics. And on Remora, you can log your uses and refusals of single-use plastic items so you can become more aware of how much plastic you're using and more familiar with how you can use alternatives and how you can reduce your plastic use.
Wow, okay. And are folks downloading the app and you're reaching out, obviously, far beyond the confines of St. Pete?
Yes. We are getting a lot of downloads. I think last period we had over 200 downloads of the app, and we're getting more by the day. We rely on these events like Run Fest to help reach out to the community and get people interested in downloading the app.
Right. Well, you know, I've been involved with Run Fest here for close to every year since the beginning, and sustainability has been, you know, a key pillar of why they put this thing on. And, you know, for vendors and sponsors who exhibit, they have to go the extra mile, you know, to avoid single use?
Yes, no, it's worth it. The problems with single use are mounting, and right now they are nearing disastrous levels. Currently, marine plastic is a major pollutant in the marine environment, and one of our main talking points at RSU at Remora is how many animals are impacted by marine plastics and how we are impacted by marine plastics. You might be familiar with the microplastics issue when plastics that we put in the ocean degrade into really, really tiny pieces that can get into our drinking water, it can get into the animals we eat, it can get into animals that eat other animals in the ocean and accumulate in their bodies. And we might also be familiar with how plastics we use every day, like grocery bags, can end up choking sea turtles. That is one of the major things we talk about here at Remora. It's very important. It's worth the effort to protect our environment and to protect these animals and to protect our own bodies.
And are you an Eckerd student?
Yes, I am currently an Eckerd senior.
A senior? Where from?
I'm from California.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did you choose Eckerd College?
Well, I wanted to study marine science, and Eckerd College was one of the top places in the United States to study that. So I picked Eckerd College. I also loved the community. I loved St. Pete. I loved the campus right on the water. I can see the water in the ocean every day. I just really like it there.
Yeah, terrific. And again, how can people find the app and download it? And, of course, stop by your booth here on Vendor Row here in Albert Whitted Park during RunFest. But otherwise, how can people find it?
Great. You can go to GetRemora.com to see instructions on how to download the app. You can also go to the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store and search Remora and download the app there.
And Remora is?
Remora is...
R-E-M-O-R-A.
R-E-M-O-R-A.
Okay, just like it sounds.
Yes.
Thank you for being with us.
Thank
Congratulations.
You.
A great project. Terrific. We are live at RunFest, St. Pete RunFest, the festival expo. And we have the guy with us live in the tent putting this on. He is the busiest guy in St. Petersburg.
Hey, Joe. Good to be here. I mean, I'm one of the team that puts this on. But, yeah, it's been an incredible lead up to this. And, of course, we're expecting over 7,000 runners this year. So the team has done an incredible job.
Yeah, and we've been talking about the running events and some of the events like the mural run and the dog run this afternoon. The big events, big running events are tomorrow and Sunday.
Well, you know, so this year we've added, and tonight we have the first ever Veg Pelly Paws Walk at 6 o'clock, which we're very excited about. And if you haven't seen it yet, come on down to see the puppy cuddle station. So Pet Pal just brought in some cute little cuddly puppies. So that's a big part of this thing. But, yes, we have very competitive events that are going to be happening the rest of the weekend. So tomorrow, of course, kicks things off with the Rolling Oats 10K at 7 a.m., which we're expecting upwards of 2,000 people. The Duke Clean Energy 5K starts at 8:45, and that's one of our biggest races. And then the Grand Adam Wall on Sunday, the 17th, is the Regenex Half Marathon, which we have almost 3,000 registered runners for that on Sunday morning.
We've been talking to some of the nonprofits here this afternoon, and sustainability is a big big factor here.
It's a huge factor, yes. So, I mean, as we sit here and stand here in the beautiful, you know, St. Pete waterfront. Yeah, we started this thing 8 years ago with one of the main pillars was about being ocean friendly. So no single-use plastics, no styrofoams. We work with the St. Pete Youth Farm on making sure we compost everything we possibly can. We have an entire green team here that's just trying to divert from landfills to recycling. So you're not going to see any single-use plastics, no styrofoams. And we've got Culligan Water this year, too, which is part of our event out on the course, which is the best water you'll ever have. And you can actually get that, and it's bottle-less. Not bottomless, but bottle-less. And so, yeah, it's a big part of what we do here.
And we're supporting charities, too.
We have a bunch of charities involved. But this year, we really are doubling down on the St. Pete Free Clinic. As we all know in the St. Pete and Tampa Bay community, we've been through a lot the last few months. And certainly what the Free Clinic provides in terms of free health care and food services for those that need it, they are in a time where they really need it. So we're really doubling down on helping, you know, raise awareness and money for the St. Pete Free Clinic.
Right, stpeterunfest.org.
.org
is where you can find out more about this event. Ryan Jordan, thank you for joining us in the Radio St. Pete tent along Vendor Row as Ryan goes out to solve the next few problems that he has on his list as the guy running the event. There are always people that need a slightly longer extension cord or some other unanticipated problem, and I can tell you that they make every effort to nail down every detail. But on the day of the event, things crop up, and they're certainly cropping up today. Well, Jay, what's coming up next this afternoon on Radio St. Pete?
Well, we have two great afternoon shows here that are a really great way to ease you out of the work week and into the weekend. Coming up is Play Me Some Blues, hosted by the great blues singer Sandy Atkinson. And then at 4 o'clock, it's Island Time with Nanners. Then a short break for the news at 5 o'clock. And then Jay Sun is going to take over, and he's going to play some great local music and tell you where some of those artists are playing over the weekend. And then finally at 6 o'clock, it's the Mark O. Radio Happy Hour Show, a great talk show with Mark and Stephanie. And I actually got all that. That's pretty a miracle right there.
Terrific. We will be back here at RunFest through the afternoon checking in, so you'll hear from us on Vendor Row throughout the afternoon today as well. For now, we'll head you back to the studio.